So you've got a CP-14 sitting in front of you. It's a bill from the IRS, there's a pay-by date on it, and there's a tear-off stub and an envelope like it's still 1995. And you'd rather just pay it from your kitchen table and get a confirmation number.
That instinct's right, honestly. And the reason isn't just convenience. An online payment gets credited the day you submit it. A mailed check has to get opened, posted, and matched to your account. And that can take weeks.
And the notice machine doesn't wait for the mail.
It doesn't. The sequence behind a CP-14 is automated. Nobody's deciding to send the next letter. So if your check is sitting in a pile unopened while the clock runs out, the next notice mails anyway. And in 2026, that's a bigger risk, not a smaller one. The IRS cut roughly 27% of its workforce in 2025. Fewer hands on paper. Same automated notice stream.
Okay, so the fastest free route?
IRS Direct Pay at irs.gov. No login, no registration. You pick balance due as the reason for payment, and then you select the exact tax year printed on your notice.
Wait, how much does the tax year actually matter? Because I feel like people just...
It matters completely. A payment applied to the wrong year won't stop the notices. The money's not lost, but the account for that year still shows a balance, and the sequence keeps running. So the tax year on the notice is one of the two numbers that controls everything you're about to do.
What's the second?
The amount due. And here's the wrinkle. That amount is only exact through the pay-by date printed on the notice. Interest compounds daily after that.
So if I'm already past the date, I'm underpaying?
Right. Even a week late, if you pay the notice figure, a small residual balance survives, and that generates another notice. So if you're paying late, log into your IRS online account and pay the live balance there instead. That figure includes interest through today.
Say that simpler for me.
On time, pay the notice. Late, pay the number in your online account.
Got it. And the deadline itself is what, 21 days?
Typically 21 days from the notice date. But if the balance is $100,000 or more, it's 10 business days.
10 business days? That's tight.
It is. Both dates are in the top right corner of the notice. Notice date and pay-by date. Write them down before you do anything else.
Okay, let's talk about what's on the other side of that date. Because I think that's the part causing the anxiety.
Sure. At CP-14, there's no enforcement power. It's a bill. That's actually the cheapest point in the whole sequence to deal with it. Then you get CP-501 and CP-503. Reminders, usually several weeks apart, while the failure to pay penalty and interest compound the whole time.
Still just letters.
CP-504 is where it turns. That's the notice of intent to levy under IRC 6331D. At that point, the IRS can take your state tax refund, and a federal tax lien becomes a live possibility. Then, LT-11, also issued as Letter 1058. That's the final notice. It starts a 30-day clock, and it opens your collection due process appeal rights, Form 12153. After that window, wage and bank levies are on the table.
And for someone on Social Security?
That's the far end. The Federal Payment Levy Program can take up to 15% of every benefit payment, continuously, until the balance is resolved. Not at CP-14. But that's where the road goes if nothing happens.
Okay. So, the person who can't write the check today, what are they actually looking at online?
Depends on the number. Under $50,000 in combined tax, penalties, and interest, you can generally apply online for a long-term installment agreement, up to 72 months, with no financial disclosure. Between $25,000 and $50,000, direct debit is required. The payment has to come out of your bank account automatically.
And under $10,000?
There's a program actually named the Guaranteed Installment Agreement. That's IRC 6159C. The name is the statutes, not a promise about your case. It's for smaller balances with a clean filing history where you can pay within 3 years.
And over $50,000?
Online long-term plans aren't available. Expect Form 9465 plus financial disclosure. Form 9465.
There's also the short-term option, right?
Up to 180 days, zero setup fee, any balance. But understand what a plan does and doesn't do. A payment arrangement stops enforcement. It does not stop the meter. Interest and the failure to pay penalty keep accruing.
So what's the actual benefit besides breathing room?
One real mechanical benefit. On an approved installment agreement, the failure to pay penalty drops from 0.5% of the unpaid tax per month to 0.25%. Half. That's built into the statute, not a favor someone does for you.
Okay, that's the part people miss.
The article runs the math on a $23,800 balance. On a 180-day short-term plan, that penalty's around $119 a month, roughly $714 over 6 months in penalty alone, plus daily compounding interest. On a 72-month agreement, that's about $331 a month before interest, and the penalty starts around $59.50 instead of $119.
$331 a month. On a fixed income, that could be...
That's the hard part, yeah. And I want to name it honestly. If $331 isn't survivable, committing to it online sets up a default. A defaulted agreement puts you back in the collection stream with less goodwill than you had. Currently not collectible status or a lower partial payment arrangement may fit better, but both take financial documentation done properly. That's a conversation to have before you click submit. Not after.
What else should make someone pause before paying?
Unfiled years. Payment plans require all required returns filed, and the order you fix things changes what you end up paying. A balance you think is wrong. Don't pay it assuming the IRS sorts it out later. And if this CP-14 showed up alongside a CP-504 or an LT-11 for a different year, your real clock is shorter than this notice suggests.
And the penalty on the notice isn't necessarily permanent.
Correct. If it's your first penalty after 3 clean years, first-time penalty abatement can remove the failure to pay penalty, even after you've paid. And starting summer 2026, there's the automatic exemption from penalty, which applies similar relief with no request needed.
Two quick ones. Card payments?
Legal. Through processors linked from IRS.gov. Flat fee on debit, roughly 2% on credit. On a five-figure balance, that's real money, and card interest usually beats the IRS rate. Use it only if you have no bank account.
EFTPS?
Free, but enrollment needs a PIN mailed to you. About a week. Too slow for a CP-14 deadline. Wrong tool.
So what does the listener do in the next hour?
Find the notice date, the pay-by date, and the exact amount. Pull last year's return for identity verification. Direct pay checks filing status, name, address, social, date of birth. If you've moved, use a year whose return shows your old address. Have your routing and account numbers ready. Then type irs.gov straight into the browser. Never a link from an email or a text.
And save the confirmation.
Print it or screenshot it before you close the window. Then check your online account in about a week to see it posted against the right year. If the balance doesn't move, call the number on the notice with that confirmation number in hand.
And if the balance looks wrong, or it's bigger than your budget, or it's stacked on other years, get it reviewed before the pay-by date. That's Clarity Tax Relief, 888-825-7779. Enrolled agents will look at the notice and tell you which route fits. No cost for the review.
Just don't let the date pass while you think about it. That window is the cheapest leverage you have.